Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online service. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you have joined us today for this service. I invite you right now to do what we normally do when we're meeting in person, which is just to send some of your love to the people that are in your life, the people that you care about, the people that are important to you. Because we normally start our service by giving hugs to those people. And so I want you just to send an energetic hug to some of those people in your life. To maybe close your eyes and just imagine them standing before you and sending that energetic hug of your love and your care. And while you do that, to actually visualize, to see that person standing in their own authentic power, standing in their own wholeness, standing in their own spiritual magnificence. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending a blessing to that person. Because really, everything is energy. And everything responds to everything else. To know also that as somebody else watches this video, the chances are that somebody is sending you that energy of love and of care and seeing you stand in your own wholeness and your own power. How wonderful it is to get to participate in blessing each other. And so as we begin the service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Ray Bunch, to come forward. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, always surrounding us and enveloping us, and do a contemplative reading for us today. And so I invite you just to begin to kind of settle into yourself, to let go of the moments before this one and to whatever is to come ahead later in the day, and to just allow yourself to settle in and to allow the sound of this bowl to just assist you in slowing down a little bit.
So just continuing that slowing down, for I find that my soul moves so much slower than my mind does. And right now I'm inviting you to move into your soul, that part of you that we know as eternal. It's always been here. And it always will be. To become aware of the energy source, the intelligence, the one mind, the loving givingness, the support, and the goodness. As we recognize that we are created from this. We exist in it. And it demonstrates and lives through us as we move into our own lives, into our own understandings, into our own ways of expanding our lives, of becoming clearer and clearer and clearer of what it means to be loved and love, to be aware and conscious. So today I just bless this time together. I know that wherever you're at and wherever I'm at, we are together. So I bless this time. I bless your lives. I bless all lives. I bless all philosophies, all understanding of this energy that I'm talking about, all the names that they have for this source. I just know that ultimately we're all going to be there. And I embrace that knowledge and allow it to be who and what I am. And I say, thank you, God. And so it is. Well, I have to tell you that what attracted me, or one of the things that attracted me to this philosophy of science of mind, is this little statement that says, change your thinking, change your life. What a great concept that is. And about 40 years ago, I was pretty sure that I'd be able to do that in maybe 2 weeks, because this is really a positive movement, you know. And I came into this process already having a song underneath me that kind of told me that already. And today I'm going to read you the lyrics of that song, which I, by the way, still know and still use and am still working on becoming more aware of myself. And the title of this song is Beware What You Tell Yourself. And it's from a lady by the name of Summer Ravens. And this is back in the early 70s when we were all changing our names to sound really wonderful and goofy, you know. Marty and I never got into that. I always tried to figure out something better for her, but Marty seemed to work. Anyway. So in order to discover how to change your thinking, you have to know what you're thinking, which becomes a much bigger element of this project than I ever thought it would be. So here's the song, the lyrics of this song that means a lot to me. It says, beware what you tell yourself, children of light. Demanding and judging will alter your sight. And forcing your way always leads to a fight. Because nothing is wrong more than anything's right. Wherever you wander, don't leave love behind. What you are giving is what you will find. Accept what life shows you, or live like the blind. The beauty or ugliness comes from your mind. When life didn't please us and we made ourselves sad, when we couldn't control things, we made ourselves mad. This kept us from loving what we already had. What we want, we call good. What we don't, we call bad. Remember our spirit and follow your heart. We can make our own troubles or take them apart. When tragedy ends, watch the comedy begin. In the story of life, we're just playing our part. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Lovely. Maybe Ray should have changed his name to Ray of Sunshine instead of Ray Bunch. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And if you know it, I invite you to say it with me. And if you don't, I invite you just to take it into your heart. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. What that's talking about is that as we wake up to that divine presence that lives within us, that presence that expresses itself as love and as the truth of our own wholeness, as peace, as our own authentic power, as the beauty that life really is, as we discover that those attributes and qualities, that presence of the divine lives within us, that it is the very core essence of who we are, we come to the world differently. And when we are awake to that truth within us, we actually become less reliant on the world reflecting back to us those things that we need, like love or peace, and instead we become the ones that bring them to the world irregardless of what is happening in the world. And as we do that, we actually become a beneficial presence in this world. And so I'd like to thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that presence of the divine, the presence of your own spirit, into this world in a way that is beneficial to everyone. So thank you for that. And so Ray began his reading today by saying, beware of what you tell yourself. That's because life and our experience of life is an outpicturing of our thoughts and our beliefs and our attitudes and our feelings. And then in turn, those attitudes and beliefs and feelings get reflected back to us as what we see out there. We see through the lens or the filter of our past experiences. We see through the filter of our childhood conditioning. And then the consequent beliefs and attitudes that we develop out of those experiences and out of that conditioning. It's kind of like a Rorschach test. You know, you look at those ink blots that really don't mean anything, and you interpret something, but what is really happening is your inner thoughts are being projected onto them. That's why one person sees a butterfly, and another person sees two people yelling at each other. Our inner thoughts get reflected, and that's what we see. It's the same thing with our life. Our inner thoughts and beliefs and attitudes get reflected out there, and that's what we see and what we experience. So, most of the time, as human beings, we are looking through the lens and viewing life through the beliefs and the attitudes, but the lens of the ego. That's the perspective that we hold, is the ego's perspective. And when we view life solely from that ego's perspective, what happens is we judge everything that we see. We judge everything as good or bad, as right or wrong, as better or worse. Because the ego is really all about competition and hierarchy. Because if we fit everything into a hierarchy, then it enables us to feel safe because we know where we stand. We know where we fit into the scheme of things. And in turn, what happens then is, especially because we make ourselves right and we make the people out there wrong, that gives us a positive sense of self. and it gives us positive self-esteem. But the problem is, when we are looking through those ego's eyes, not just do we judge what's going on out there, but we also harshly judge and criticize ourselves. We criticize ourselves, we judge ourselves and our lives and what we do and how we are in the world. Then what happens is often when we're coming from that ego perspective, then is we get filled with negative self-talk. And when we're coming from that ego perspective, we forget that there's a bigger picture to our life. We forget that there is a bigger picture to life itself when we're only seeing through the eyes of the ego. We forget who we are, that we are expressions, individualized expressions of that infinite one. And so one of the very basic tenets of the teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living is that there is one power and one presence and one beingness that expresses itself in and through and around and as everything. That expresses itself in and through, around, and as each one of us also. And we call that presence and that power life. We call it the universe. We call it the divine presence, the living spirit. We call it the I am presence. And that I am presence lives within us. It is the core essence of everything, and it is the core essence of our lives, and it is the core essence of who and what we are. But when we only see through the eyes of the ego, we forget all of that. And so the title of my talk today is Need New Glasses? And what I'm talking about is that when we are centered in that I am presence within us, that we see things differently. We actually see from that perspective that there is a bigger picture happening, a bigger picture to life, a bigger picture to whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, a bigger picture to whatever's going on. And when we come from that and see through the lens of that I am presence within us, we come to life differently. We come to life with more flexibility and with a greater sense of peace, with greater care and kindness and compassion. And then because we come to life differently, life reflects back to us differently. And then things literally change in our world. And so, I don't know how you say her name, Anais Nin said, we don't see things as they are, but as we are. We project our feelings and our beliefs and our attitudes onto the world, and then we think, well, that's just the way it is out there. And so I'd like to share a story with you. It says, a man pulled up to a gas station in the country, and he asked the gas station attendant, what are the people like in the next town up ahead? And the attendant said, what were the people in the town like that you just came from? Awful people, the man responded, selfish, unfriendly, and rude. The neighbors all gossip about everyone, and it's a real negative place to live. Well, said the attendant, you know, that's just how this town is. A bit later, another driver pulled in, heading in the same direction as the first. What are the people in the town up ahead like? The man asked. The attendant said, what were the people like in the town you just came from? Friendly, warm, and kind. In the town that I'm from, everyone is very close and always willing to lend their neighbor a helping hand. There's always a hello and a thank you everywhere you go. I really hate to leave. I feel almost like we're leaving family. Well, said the attendant, I'm happy to tell you that that's just how this small town is. We're seeing and experiencing life through the lens of our consciousness, of our attitudes and our beliefs and our feelings and our focus and what we think about and who we are. Some years ago, I was actually in a workshop with a bunch of hairdressers, and we were sitting around a table where there was like eight people around each one of the tables. And one of the exercises, she started us off with having us fill in the blank. People are, and we fill in the blank. People are interesting. People are entertaining. People are fun to be around. And so we had to fill in five of those. People are, fill in the blank. And after we were done, the woman who was facilitating the workshop said, "Those are really things about you." And the girl that was sitting next to me erased all of her answers and rewrote new answers in, because she didn't want to own or see that those were aspects of herself that she was actually projecting into life. Do you ever get those word search puzzles on Facebook that show up? And it tells you, like, what are the first four words that you see in this word search that just has all letters all over? And one person sees love and spirituality and growth and prayer. And another person sees family and money and patience and love. That's such a prime example of what we are looking at. We are looking with. We're literally projecting out there what we see and what we don't see. And so Ernest Holmes said, "We shall never successfully practice our religion unless we spend much time seeking that thing within us which is beyond fear, beyond isolation, beyond separation, beyond good and evil, and beyond what theology teaches." We must spend time seeking that thing within us. He's talking about that I am presence that lives within us. When we seek and realize, come to know that I am presence within us, it changes the way we perceive life. And it changes the way we experience life. And it changes the way we come to life, which, like I said, in turn changes life itself. Because then we're looking through that lens rather than only the lens of our ego. Ernest Holmes also said, "The greater a person's consciousness of this indwelling I am, the more fully they will live." Why is that? Why would we live more fully? One is, as we commune with that I am presence within us, we need the world much less to reflect back to us our ego demands than when we're only coming from our ego. The world doesn't have to match our ego demands when we're already coming from that fullness of self within us, from that oneness with the good, the oneness with the all. And in turn, then, we are more free. When we come to recognize that I am presence within us, we feel more safe. And we feel more secure when we are one with that infinite. And then we come to the world more peaceful. When we know that we are one with that infinite presence, with that I am within us, then we know that we are enough. That there is really no lack and no scarcity, because there's nothing outside of or different than that presence. When we really come to know it, we know that it's all encompassing. And if it's all encompassing and it fills everything, there's no lack anywhere. And as we know that we are enough, then, that we are complete, that we are whole, that there's no lack inside of us, then we can let go of our judgments. and we can let go of our judgments of ourselves, and we can let go of our judgments of other people, because we no longer need to put them down in order to feel better about ourselves. As we come to know, as we commune with that infinite one, that I am presence, we recognize and realize then that it has always been present and that it always is present. And that puts us in a very powerful place, because we can always move back into that consciousness and into that realization. We come to realize also that the only thing that was ever required was for us to make space for it to reveal itself to us, because it's always been there. And as we come to recognize that presence within us, and we come to know that there is no lack and there is no scarcity, that there is no other and there is nothing outside of it, nothing outside of life itself, we become more generous, because we don't have to hold on to the little, because we know there is enough. And we become more generous and more kind and more caring and more generous of spirit. In communion with that I am, we come to a self-realization. Capital S, self, who we are, and a realization of oneness with everyone and everything. And so I'd like to take you through a meditation right now. And so I invite you just to settle in and to allow yourself to close your eyes if that feels comfortable, and to just become aware of that quiet center within yourself. This place within where there is always silence, where there is perfect peace. And we allow ourselves to be immersed in the experience of this holy place within us. And in this stillness, we open ourselves to the infinite. We move beyond our limited boundaries and our limited ego self. And in this stillness, we expand. We expand into that vastness of pure being. Here lies the pure potentiality of the universe. Peace. Beingness. The One. It is as we let go of limited ideas about ourselves, about who we are, that this infinite potential becomes readily available to us. Here, in this place of pure being, we grasp that the presence of God is always present. The infinite one, the all, is always present, here, waiting for us. our soul knows this truth, for it is one and the same essence. One and the same essence as the infinite itself. And as we merge and meld into this oneness, we have a sense of coming home. Our spirit says, yes, this is who I am. This is what I am. I am home. And as we touch this truth of being, we expand. And we realize that there is so much more than our waking eyes perceive. Here in this communion, we know that the infinite potential, that peace, and boundlessness are ours. It is what we came from. It is what we are sourced by. It is what we are maintained by. It is who we are. This is the I am of our own being. And so I invite you to release the meditation, to begin to bring yourself back into your body, feeling your feet on the floor, feeling yourself supported by the seat that you're sitting in, to wiggle your fingers and toes and maybe take a deep breath and to bring yourself back to this moment. Ernest Holmes said, I am that which I am. I am the eternal presence of your own self. I am is the eternal presence of your own self. And so my invitation to you is to give yourself the time and space to discover that, to give yourself the time and space to commune with that infinite presence that is none other than your own I am-ness. To take time to commune with that, to give it space in your life and in your thinking to come forward. And the best way that I know how to do that is through meditation, through contemplation, and actually through journaling. Because in journaling, we get past the mind chatter and give ourselves some space for something new to come forward. Some people like to do morning pages, which means first thing in the morning, you get up and you write for 20 minutes without stopping. You just write. And it lets all that stuff come out. And it gives us space for something new, for a grander perspective, for seeing things differently. It allows that peace and wisdom that lives within us to come forward. Take time and make space for that which is beyond your ego to speak to your own heart and to your own mind. Get past that chattering ego so that in turn you can experience and remember who you are. And as a result, you will be moving through your life with a greater sense of peace and a greater sense of well-being and more ease. And you will be being a beneficial presence to yourself. And in turn, you will be being a beneficial presence to life. And so blessings to you on this path of self-discovery, discovering that infinite one that is all around you, that is within you, that is the very fabric of everything. Blessings to you on that path of discovering and of bringing that into this world in a way that is beautiful and healing. Blessings to you. And so it is. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so, yes, indeed, we turn our attention to that infinite presence, that presence that was before time began, that presence that out of itself has come forward into form as all that is. And so not only is there God and form, but God is in the form and through the form and as the form. And so I know that everywhere we walk and in everything that we do, we are walking in that divine presence, in the light and the love and the creative intelligence, in the boundless potential, in the beauty, in the magnificence of this one infinite spirit. And I also recognize that we are each individuations of that one. Therefore, all of those qualities and characteristics of that divine presence live within us. And so today we turn to that presence within and open ourselves, knowing that whatever we need is already present. And knowing that the wisdom of the cosmos guides us and leads us into a life of fulfillment, leads us and guides us into the fulfillment of whatever it is that we need, that presence unfolds itself in and through our lives and in and through everything we see. And so as we witness that presence, we actually bring it forward into this material world and make it even more real. For our consciousness is creating. And so today we walk in a consciousness of oneness, in a consciousness of abundance and opulence and creativity and love. And we reflect that into this world, for it is what we are and it is who we are. And as we see from there, everything is different. And so I bless this path we are each walking on, knowing that we have already been blessed by this divine presence and always will be. And so we turn to it today in acceptance, open-hearted, open-handed, open-minded, and the blessings just flood in. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I release this prayer into the infinite law of the universe, knowing that as it is spoken and as it is believed, as it is embodied, it becomes our reality. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that next week we will be meeting at Hartwell Park for our in-person service at 11 a.m. If you are not on our mailing list, you can email us at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com. We will make sure that you get on that email list. You can also find us on our Facebook page, Living Beyond Limits, a member of Centers for Spiritual Living that has activities and what we're doing and where we're meeting at the park. It has a map on there. We are still continuing to do Ministry of Prayer, so if you have a prayer request, you can email us at that address or email, text, or call Barbara Conant, and she will get that prayer request out to the practitioners and to myself, and we will support you for the next week in prayer. We also have prayer shawls if you'd like to be gifted with a prayer shawl. Barbara Conant has those. You can get a hold of her. I'd like to invite you to join our YouTube channel, which gives you a one click to all of our videos. And last but not least, I would like to thank every single one of you for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits. We are so appreciative and grateful of you and that you are a part of this, and grateful that we are being supported so that we can continue to be this light in each one of our lives. And so know that you are loved, and I look forward to seeing you next week in the park and the week after that here online. Blessings to you.